Sam Miltich is a jazz musician. He plays all around the state of Minnesota, all around this area. And on Monday, he stopped by to tell me about his garden. Sam, we've talked to you about music, about mental health, mental illness, and advocacy, and overcoming stigma on KBXC. And today we're going to visit with you about gardening. So thanks for coming in today.
It's my pleasure, as always.
So you just finished your first performance of The Improvised Life in Cook, and then you went to Duluth.
Indeed.
And Bagley.
Yes.
Over the past weekend, and next year off to the Twin Cities.
Yep, tomorrow I'm down to Minneapolis to play a Lester Young tribute with Dave Carr at Crooners, so that'll be fun.
You are a very busy person. I have to ask, what is it about gardening that makes it one of the things that you've decided to fit into your busy life?
Good question. I've sort of thought to myself over the years, you know, what is more important, art, music, or they're outdoors, and I've come to the conclusion I can't have one without the other, that they're both equally important and that they balance the other one out, and when one is getting to be a lot, the other one steps in and creates a whole new palette, and then I'm ready for the other side again. Gardening is sort of my little version of Zen after a long weekend. I get to go in the garden and pick beans or hoe the potatoes, and I can just kind of let my mind wander. And not worry about, you know, logistics or whatever else. It's sort of a little Zen meditation for me to work in my garden.
When do you do it with all that schedule you have?
Well, that's a good question. You know, like Sundays are typically like my down day. Sometimes I have gigs on Sundays, but like Sundays sort of are designated for baseball and gardening most of the time. So, and the other thing is it's really nice in the summer when you have those long lingering days and you can get done with a gig and it might be 8 or 9 o'clock and there's still light out and you can go work in your garden or, you know, the morning of, pick up the hoe, and I have a pretty intensively planted little plot of land. I live on a little lot in Grand Rapids, and we had a front lawn, and 10 years ago, I was like, I hate mowing lawns, and I love growing gardens, and I love cooking, so why don't I turn my front lawn into a garden?
Well, describe that garden for us.
Yeah, okay, so if you're on 8th Street in Grand Rapids going towards Murphy School, we have a little white stucco house, and there is a lawn out in front of it, and I tilled up the entire patch, and I went in the mines north of town, and I got a bunch of rocks, and I got some green stakes, and I got some wiring, and I dug a trench around it, and I buried a fence around those posts, and I stuck rocks around the fence, and so I kind of need to redo that because I did find a few bunnies in there this year.
Darn it.
Yeah, my kids are calling me Mr. McGregor. They're sort of laughing at me.
Cabbage patch.
Yeah, exactly. But so then it's just pretty much a square patch. It's not a raised bed. It's just a square patch of tilled up earth. And I till it every summer. And this year, I sort of cut it in half and plant rows. And I have 2 rows of beets. And I have 2 rows of carrots. And I had quite a few cabbages because I like sauerkraut in the fall. I just harvested all of my yellow onions. Like they were ready super fast.
Ours too.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Like, I was like, this is way early this year. So I was like, geez, I got to pull these out of the ground. So they're sitting in my garage with the dirt drying off of them. And let's see, my tomatoes did not do well this year. Like, my cabbages were awesome. Like, I already got a batch of kraut brewing. But my tomatoes, and I've noticed this, like, I started getting really depressed because I'm like, oh, I can't grow tomatoes anymore. And I love tomatoes, and I love tomato sauce. I'm like, what's wrong with me? But then all these people in my neighborhood and around Grand Rapids, there's been this blight that gets on the leaves. And from what I understand is when the dirt splashes up, it will get on those leaves, and then it spreads to all the leaves. And I've done everything I can think of. I've put straw down. I know other people have put, like, mesh down. And everyone's getting it. It's like airborne or something. So next year, I'm going to get container pots. And I'm going to try and, like, make an elevated platform for my tomatoes to see what happens.
To keep them out of the dirt.
To keep them out of the dirt, to keep the blight off of them. Because I just love tomato sauce.
Yeah, did you grow up gardening?
I did, yeah. My mom and dad, you know, Matthew and Lauren Miltich. You know, my dad bought his place in 1979, 15 miles north of Grand Rapids, and has been growing a garden ever since. And when I was a teenager, like, we had a hobby farm. you know, we had draft horses and we had chickens and rabbits. So like we did a little bit of agricultural work. We had hay fields, which we don't do it anymore on a, you know, larger scale, but we cut hay and I was just like into agriculture. I thought it was really cool. So I started working in the garden and, you know, my parents sort of backed off a little bit from the garden and I sort of filled that role as a teenager and I loved it. And I remember my wife, Katie, when we first met, she told her mom like, oh, it's so great. Sam grows a garden. I've always wanted a garden. So that was a good selling point. So I grew up with a garden and my dad always grew a garden. I think partly because his grandparents grew a garden in Virginia. They were Croatian immigrants and they had those, they lived in a little stucco house in one of those little skinny lots on the range and what they called North Side in Virginia, which was a lot of Croatians and Italians. Just about every one of those backyards was just filled with gardens and they grew their own cabbage for sauerkraut. I remember my great uncle talking about, you know, in the basement was where they'd brew homemade wine. He made Zinfandel wine. They'd have grapes shipped in from California, and he brewed his own beer, and then he always had his own sauerkraut.
Lots of fermentation going on.
Lots of fermentation in the old Miletich house in Virginia. My Uncle Tony said the kids in that family never have had a cavity once, and his theory was they would sneak raw sauerkraut, and it's loaded with vitamin C and all kinds of other good stuff, and it was just like, good for you. And they never had cavities. And
good for the mouth.
And great Uncle Tony says it's on account of the sauerkraut they were, you know, making in Virginia, Minnesota.
Yeah. And now your garden, you grow cabbage on your heritage.
Yep, I do.
Anything else you grow that is like a blast from your childhood?
Yeah. Well, I always grow beets because my dad made borscht when I was a kid. He always made that. And I love borscht. I love, you know, a big bowl of borscht with sour cream in it, which is awesome. People said, how did you learn to garden? And I just did what my parents did. I just learned from them. I you know, I have green beans, I have pole beans, I have squash, and it's not that hard to do, really.
Yeah. What do you like to cook?
I like to cook a lot of things, but this is one thing that I found interesting is like when it's summertime and I have so much fresh produce, I don't have to do much. I don't really use recipes. It's like I just go out and find what's available. It might be pick some green beans. This is one thing that I've been doing a lot lately is I go out and I pick green beans and I just saute them with a little garlic and onion powder and some salt and pepper and they're done in like 7 minutes. If I'm out at like the cabin, you know, the Marshall cabin on Pacagama Lake, I'll do that and then I'll just, you know, grill up some meat. If I have some venison chops, I like to marinate it in balsamic vinegar and olive oil and crushed garlic. You know, that's done in 3 minutes and you have green beans and venison steaks. And when you have good ingredients, you don't really have to do much. Or I'll go out, like this has been my lunch lately. I'll go out and I'll pick like 4 tomatoes and I'll slice up the tomatoes and I'll get basil and I'll put basil, fresh basil leaves on the plate and fresh mozzarella. And my friend from Northfield there's this little store with olive oil and balsamic and I'll put a little olive oil and a little balsamic vinegar, salt and pepper, and that's my salad. And I'll just have a vegetarian salad. Or another thing I've been loving to do, like this is morning time, I like to do this, you know, the cucumbers, if you pick one when it's fresh, it's still super crisp. And I'll take, you know, a little mandolin, and I'll slice it up thin, and I'll grab a couple sprigs of dill, and I'll put the dill on the cucumbers and just splash it with a little apple cider vinegar and a little salt, a little pepper. And then I'll take like a young white onion and put white onion in with the cucumbers, and I'll just eat that.
Sounds yummy.
It's just really simple stuff. I do more involved cooking like in the fall. Like I love to make curry, so I'll use like goose meat or venison and squash to make like a venison squash curry, which is awesome. So I got to go out there and do my job and get my deer. I ate through the last one. That was gone by about April. So.
Yeah. Now, do you have advice for beginning gardeners or people, like you say, plow up your yard and make a garden in town? What would you say people thinking about that?
I try and keep it pretty simple. Just plow up a patch of earth. I use just compost and manure. And I put compost and manure in there probably 3 times a year. You know, I do it at the beginning of the season when I'm tilling and I till it right in. I'll do it midway. I'll put it sort of around the tomato plants. And then I'll do it at the end in the fall. And then I'll do another tilling. So get some compost and manure in there. Make a silly little fence to keep the rabbits out. And, you know, just put some seeds in the ground. There's not much to it. Just put seeds in the ground, water them. The other thing is, get the weeds before they get out of control. If you just go out there and pull weeds for a half hour every day in June and July, by August, you don't even need to pull weeds anymore. The plants
are bigger.
Yeah, plants are bigger. Keep the weeds out. Let them grow. Thin your carrots. Thin your beets. They get nice and beefy that way. Keep up on your beans because they're going to overwhelm you. That's my advice.
Sam Miltich, thank you for dropping by and telling us about your garden. Anything you want to add?
Yeah, one last thing. I see all this land around town and the country that could be planted to a garden. I just feel like it's something that for the environment that we can do, that is a really simple thing to do. Plant a garden. You're taking how many food miles out of the equation? You can take care of yourself. And I remember seeing something that said, like, eat organic food, or as your grandparents called it, food. Just eat real food and plant food. That's my last bit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Sam Miltich, jazz musician and gardener. We'd like to know what's behind your garden. Do you plant some of the same food that your parents and grandparents planted, or are you the experimental type that always tries new things? Whether you're a beginner, an old hand, a home gardener, a market farmer, we'd love to hear from you. Send us a note at comments@kaxc.org or call our talkback line 218-999-9876. It is the Wednesday morning show connecting you to local food and local gardens. Here's a little bit of music from Sam and his friend Dave Carr. Thank you. That's Sam Miltich with Dave Carr, and they've been playing in the Twin Cities area a lot, and I can just imagine Sam out there with his tomatoes giving them his vexed look as they get the blight and hearing this music in the background. You're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show on Northern Community Radio.